Thanks for all coming to the unveiling of my latest invention.
Yeah, Space Monkey. Wasn't there something about free food?
It's on the table in the back of the room, Ducky. Anyway, throughout history, time has been a mystery that...
Just tell us what you made so we can eat.
Well, Frank, I made this.
It looks like a car.
Harvey's right. That's a car. And people already invented cars, like 20 years ago.
No, Sarah, it's not just a car. It's a time machine. I, Space Monkey, have conquered time. And I've used a DeLorean as my time-traveling vehicle. It's inspired by one of my favorite movies. The Wacky DeLorean Racing Adventure.
Wow, it's stainless steel.
And it travels through time.
And its doors slide open upwards.
And it travels through time.
And it has a horn.
I call her the Temporal Lee.
So how does it work?
You just set what time you want to travel to and get the car's speed up to 88 miles an hour.
You can't legally go that speed on most American highways. Your invention is impractical, and hey, are there any kosher pickles on the snack table?
Wait, Lawrence, I think it's okay to break the laws of man if it's also to break the laws of nature.
And think about it, we could travel forward in time to find out the winning lottery numbers for tomorrow.
Nah, with the cost of gas these days and the DeLorean's gas mileage, that wouldn't even be profitable.
Then we should use my invention for something grander than profit.
We could use Space Monkey's invention to go back in time and kill his grandfather. That would create a paradox and destroy the universe.
Cool.
Destroying the universe would so piss off those hippies at Greenpeace. Yeah!
But I love my papaw. And I sort of like the universe. At least the southern part of it.
Hey, Frank has been uncharacteristically quiet.
Yeah. Nice, huh?
I was just thinking of my early childhood. The trauma that scars me to this day. Do you all know how I hate monkeys?
Yeah, you mention it all the time.
And it's getting old.
You see, I hate monkeys because when I was a child, I was bitten by a monkey. No one believed me. But at that moment, I saw true evil in that monkey's eyes. Since then, I have vowed to destroy all monkey kind. I realize now it's been a futile battle. And all I wish is to go back in time and spare my younger self that trauma.
Why would we help you? You're mean to us.
If anything, we'd like to cause you more trauma.
But maybe by helping younger Frank, present Frank will be a nicer person.
And then he might finally pay us.
Well then, let's save poor little Frankie from that evil monkey.
So where and when are we going?
To Alaska. 1983.
So how exactly are we going to fit in that car?
Are you calling me fat?
I-M-A-O.
You're listening to the IMAO podcast with Frank J.
But sweetie, I'm a Republican.
Sarah K.
Hello, men.
Harvey.
Frank, that'll be way too obvious. We'll never get the insurance money.
Space Monkey.
Oh, crap.
Right-wing Duck.
This guy's a few oranges short of a full sack.
Kevin.
I thought he pulled it off. It was sexy but dignified.
And Lawrence Simon.
Oh, look at that guy. He looks real sharp in that purple suit.
This week's special guest, Nathan of HomoCon.com.
Wow, that was wild.
If I could go back in time, I'd tell myself that flared corduroys are never cool, polyester shirts are always uncomfortable, and feathered hair is something a person will eternally regret, especially as the internet comes of age and bad-tempered people post really horrible yearbook photos online. If I could go back in time, I'd buy myself a guitar when I'm 8 years old and force myself to practice it every day. I'd recommend that I spend a lot less money on 80s vinyl remixes, and I'd definitely support the notion of stocking up on Star Wars action figures. But only if I promise to leave them unopened in their original boxes in the attic for 20 years. If I could go back in time, I'd enroll myself in military school, because a man always looks better in uniform. I'd learn how to fly the fastest fighter jets, become the first openly gay astronaut, and rocket up into space so that I can see the world from a angle that doesn't have jihad written all over it. If I could go back in time, I'd make sure that I'd traveled the world before I went to college. I'd wait to have sex until I met my boyfriend. And I'd invent the triple caramel mocha java frappuccino. And I'd get a patent on it. I'd also sternly forbid myself from ever viewing milk crates and cable spools as acceptable pieces of furniture. If I could go back in time, I'd move to California when I'm only 16. I'd buy a beat-up Land Rover, I'd learn how to surf, and I'd spend my spare time hanging out at Muscle Beach and playing guitar on the sidewalks for change in between reading IBM manuals, gaming the stock market, and investing in stupidly cheap Malibu property. If I could go back in time...
This is World of Knowledge with your host, Frank J. Today I have a special guest, physicist Bernard Williamson. Now, Professor Williamson, given your knowledge of physics, both classical and quantum, is time travel possible?
No.
Could you expand on that?
It's just sci-fi nonsense. There are so much real-world phenomena to explain through physics. Why waste my... time with such things.
Can't you allow for some practical application of time travel?
The only practical application I discern is it's the central plot point of children's programs like Doctor Who, and more than half of those silly Star Trek episodes.
Come on, with all we know about the universe, can't you admit there's a slight possibility of time travel becoming a reality?
Yes, on your flat Earth, about which the sun revolves, time travel is possible. In the real world, where I live, it's utter nonsense. Now, you told me I'd be paid for this appearance. Where's my money, young man?
Well, when I offered that, I thought you'd have more to say about actual time travel.
Huh. Yet another of your foolish assumptions.
That's it. If beatings were learning, you're about to get a doctorate.
I already have a doctorate.
Don't play your mind games with me. Well, I'll deal with you later. First, I'll finish up the show. This is Frank J., and now, you're just a little bit smarter.
Hardly possible for me.
You shut up.
Oh, such wit! Do people actually listen to this podcast?
Welcome to Fun Facts About the 50 States. I'm your host, Harvey, and week by week I'll be taking you on a tour around this great nation of ours, providing you with interesting yet completely useless and probably untrue information about each of the 50 states. This week it's time to fire up the old combine because we're headed out to Iowa, so let's get started. Iowa became the 29th state on December 28, 1846, after Congress finally persuaded the state to change its name from Corntopia. The state bird of Iowa is the goldfinch, which should not be confused with any criminal masterminds who tried to kill James Bond. Iowa contains exactly 99 counties. The legendary Lost 100th County is currently being sought by a ragtag band of spaceships fleeing from the evil Cylon Empire. Geographically, Iowa is one of the flattest states in the U.S., but it is considering getting implants so that South Dakota will finally pay attention to it. Iowa was nicknamed the Hawkeye State after the popular deep-fried delicacy served in most of the state's taverns. The state song of Iowa is Corn, 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 which consists entirely of people singing the word corn for 5 minutes. The state tree of Iowa is the oak tree because, well, they had to choose something, and since corn doesn't grow on trees, they figured acorns were close enough. Burlington, Iowa is home to Snake Alley, the crookedest street in America, which rates an impressive 9.5 on the Kofi Annan crookedness scale.
I'll be back with more fun facts after this.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kay, and if I could go back in time, I would first go back to 1911 and get myself a fresh 45 caliber handgun. And I could go to 1963... and get myself a fresh McDonald's hamburger. And I go back to 1976, right before I was born, and tell my mom that she should name me Esmeralda. Esmeralda Claire. That'd be a good name. And I'd go back to Jesus' time, but I don't think I'd want to actually meet Jesus, because he'd meet me and he'd go, go and sin no more. And I'd be like, but I like sinning, Jesus, it's fun. And he'd be like, no, you're not supposed to sin. And I'd be like, aw, okay, fine. And he'd be like, you don't need that gun either. So yeah, I don't want to go back in time at all because I don't want to get yelled at by Jesus. And I like my guns.
Now, more fun facts about Iowa. The world's smallest city park is in Heitman, Iowa, and consists of a single blade of grass growing through a crack in the sidewalk. And yes, keeping it mowed is a union job. How did you guess? Iowa has more people of Norwegian extraction than it does black people, which is why pickled herring is sold at basketball games. Or would be if Iowa had enough black people to put together an NBA team. You know that team that the Harlem Globetrotters always beat in exhibition games? They're all from Iowa. Cedar Rapids, Iowa is home to the world's largest breakfast cereal company, Quaker Oats, which also makes other funny hat-wearing religion-related cereals like Islam Puffs, Jew Chex, and Popios. Johnny Carson was born in Corning, Iowa in 1925. Had he been born 50 years later, his homely face and mediocre comedic talent would have prevented any career in the entertainment industry, except for maybe IMAO podcaster. Native Iowans are easily identifiable by their unique ability to actually locate Iowa on a map. Iowa has a population of nearly 3 million people, all of whom will punch you right in the freaking nose if you tell one more stupid corn joke. The state vegetable of Iowa is corn, which... Ow! My freaking nose! Well, that wraps up the Iowa edition of Fun Facts About the 50 States. Next week, I'll be stealing some ruby slippers and riding a cyclone to Kansas. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go put some ice on my freaking nose. Ow.
If I could go back in time, by Space Monkey. If I could go back in time, I think I would... Yeah, I would. Definitely. Why not? Here we are, Anchorage, Alaska, 1983.
So, Frank, how exactly did you get bitten by a monkey here?
It was an Alaskan snow monkey. No one believed me.
Probably because you made it up.
Can we get to showing Frankie Imagine the whole monkey thing? Oh, yeah, I'm freezing my tuchus off, and I think there are commies hiding in the snow.
There's my old house. There I am. And my older brother and little sister. Aw, weren't we cute?
No.
Hi, I'm Frankie. Will you all be my friends?
No. Now go to bed.
Ignore him, young one. He's a Jew. Now, Frankie, I'm here to save you from the snow monkey.
The monkey? I saw it, but no one believed me.
I believe you. Now there is something I must do. And I must do it alone.
Good. Less work for us.
I know you're out there, monkey. Now, you die! It worked. I no longer hate monkeys. Aw, look at the poor dead monkey.
Yay, you killed something. Now let's get out of here. I want to go prove to you that I didn't kill Jesus.
And I want to travel back to the beginning of time and prove to you all that God doesn't exist.
Wait, if Jesus didn't exist, how did I kill him?
First, we have to go back to the present to refuel. Here we are, back to the present, and... Uh-oh.
Ay, Dios mío.
It can't be.
The world! It's overrun by monkeys!
Hi there. I'm your friend, Lawrence Simon. And it's time for another crappy bedtime story. Ready? Here we go. Once upon a time, there was a froggy wizard who invented a time machine. So he stepped into the time machine and... Hi there, I'm your friend, Lawrence Simon. And it's time for another crappy bedtime story. Ready? here we go. Once upon a time, there was a froggy wizard who invented a time machine. So he stepped into the time machine and... hold on. I've done this before, haven't I? I mean, I say, I'm your friend Lawrence Simon, and it's time for another crappy bedtime story, and yada yada yada, the wizard steps into the time machine, and... hold on, I think I'm trapped in some sort of time loop. You kids go on to bed, I'll try to figure out what the deal is with this wizard and his time machine.
Hi, this is Harvey. If I could travel back through time, I'd go back about a year and try to explain to the mayor of New Orleans that he needs to fix the levees to prevent this year's flooding disaster. Of course, I'd have to put it in terms he'd understand, probably something like, okay, imagine that New Orleans is a bunch of drunken co-eds, the levees are their sense of decency, and that a hurricane is a horny guy with a gallon of wine and a string of beads. What I'm trying to say is that if you don't get these girls churched up and right quick, you're going to be up to your eyeballs in naked bosoms. Oh, wait. I might need to word that a little differently, huh?
Reviews are fun with Sarah K. A stupid bad gun is my topic today. Yeehaw!
Hi, I'm Sarah K. And reviews are fun. Frank and I went to the shooting range last weekend, and for the first time ever, I fired the Glock 17.
I did pretty well with it, didn't I?
Anyway, it's ugly, not shiny at all, quite dull if you ask me, and it doesn't fire accurately. It's stupid.
Actually, when I fired...
Shut up! And the trigger was stupid. It had this little thing sticking out of it. That confused me.
That was the trigger safety, dear.
Well, I don't need a trigger safety. The only safety I need is above my head. I mean, my shoulders.
Now you're just repeating what the gun dealer said.
You know what else the gun dealer said? He said don't mess with me, because I shoot good. Well.
But not with the Glock 17.
I still hit the target, just not as in the middle.
Well, I found it to have a very crisp trigger pull, and personally liked the gun, and found it to be quite accurate.
You know what would be accurate? My fist hitting your face.
Don't be upset, dear, just because I was more accurate with one gun than you. At least, you know, the magazine capacity is really high. You can get 17 plus 2, that's 19 rounds. Which mean, you know, you'll probably at least get one round in the center. That was a joke, dear.
Quiet! I'm looking for my P99, and I can get all 16 rounds of those between your eyes. Anyway, the Glock's a stupid, dumb gun, unless you're a poopy head named Frank. And it's ugly, just like Frank.
The Glock is a stupid, dumb gun, so I'll stick with Mr. Shiny, which is stainless steel, like my pots and pans. Yeehaw.
If I, Frank J., were able to travel in time, I'd go back to the year 1913 and find everyone who was going to vote for the 16th Amendment, which allowed income tax. I'd patiently explain to them how quickly the income tax would grow out of control and give government the power to bloat like never before. I'd tell them the horrors of the IRS, the intrusiveness of the government keeping track of your income and your spending, and how wrong it is for the taxman to have a shot at your paycheck before you even feed your family. Finally, I'd then begin to beat them savagely with all my might. I'd continue until my limbs were too tired for me to move at all. Then I'd get some rest, go to the spa, do some key breathing, have a nice meal, and, once I felt all my energy had returned, begin yet another session of beatings. I'd continue that process a number of times. Then I'd get into my time machine once more and go back to the point where I first tired out and fill in beating for my earlier self. I'd then rest while he was beating and beat while he was resting, such that, to those bastards who were responsible for the income tax, it would appear to them that they were being beaten by me continuously for a week on end. Yeah, that's some time traveling. Wow, a world overrun by monkeys. What a horrible future we've created.
Present.
Whatever.
And what do you mean by we, Paleface?
You're the one that shot that monkey and caused the world to be somehow overrun with monkeys.
Okay, look. I know this doesn't make any sense, but obviously I did something in the past that...
Hey, the monkeys are peeling Lawrence Simon like a huge banana!
I knew I shouldn't have worn this yellow shirt!
Now there's something you don't see every day.
I would like to go on record as embracing the rule of our new monkey overlords.
That's just because you like bananas.
Well, I can't eat bananas all day. They're full of potassium, and that gives me migraines. I'm talking banana-splitting headaches.
We'll have to use the time machine to set things right again.
By going back in time and killing Space Monkey's grandfather.
You leave my papa alone.
No. We must go back and stop me from killing that Alaskan snow monkey.
I know you're out there.
Stop!
What am I doing here?
You're here to stop you from killing that monkey.
Oh yeah? I'd like to see me try.
Fool. Do I really think I can intimidate me? I just watched 100 screaming monkeys peel a Jew just like a banana. Looks like I'm gonna have to kick my own...
Yep, that's my man.
You're a lucky girl, Sarah.
Yeah. Your mom must be so proud.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Simon of the past. What exactly did future Frank mean when he said he saw monkeys peeling a Jew like a banana?
Hey, Lawrence of the past. How about coming back with us in the temporal Lee?
Wouldn't that cause some kind of space-time continuum paradox?
Well, not as much as you'd think. Nice yellow shirt.
Hey, thanks.
Ow, that monkey bit me. I found this day to destroy all monkey kind.
My monkey hatred has returned. I guess I can stop beating me up now.
If that's what you want to call that sissy slap fight you were having with yourself.
I think we learned a valuable lesson today.
Never let Frank drive the time machine?
No, that a self-centered and psychotic Frank is better than a world full of murderous monkeys.
You know, this has to be our most pointless and idiotic adventure yet.
Pointless and idiotic is what IMAO is all about. Now, let's travel back to the future.
Present.
Whatever. And thus ends another timeless IMAO podcast. And remember,
be wonderful, Ronnie.
Read exclusive behind-the-scenes show notes, download past IMAO podcasts, and interact with the performers in the fan forum at our website, www.imaopodcast.com.
$3 a gallon? You should have filled the damn thing up back in 1983.